This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the 5-step script usage process trains your nervous system for emotional control under conflict pressure. Turn scripted preparation into genuine calm when conflict arrives. In short, emotional control under conflict pressure does not come from willpower. It comes from preparation so thorough that your nervous system recognizes the situation as familiar rather than threatening. Scripts practiced aloud before a conflict conversation reduce the physiological spike that derails clear thinking. The 5-step script usage process turns written preparation into embodied calm. Reflection after each conversation compounds the benefit, building composure that carries forward. Definition: script usage process refers to a 5-step sequential method for finding, reading, customizing, practicing, and reflecting on conversation scripts before high-stakes interactions. Used consistently, it builds the nervous system regulation needed for genuine emotional control under conflict pressure. I watched a senior manager I know end a 12-year career relationship in about 40 seconds. The meeting had been scheduled. He knew the topic. He had even told me the night before that he intended to stay calm and listen. But the moment the other person challenged his judgment directly, something in him shut down. He heard the words, but a different conversation was already running at full volume inside his head. What came out of his mouth was sharp, dismissive, and final. He knew it the second he said it. The emotional control he had promised himself lasted exactly as long as it took for the pressure to arrive. Most people who struggle with emotional control in conflict are not short on intention. They're short on preparation that actually reaches the nervous system. Reading about staying calm does not make you calm. Deciding to stay calm does not make you calm. What makes you calm is practicing the specific words you will use until your body treats them as familiar ground rather than unknown territory. This is what the script usage process is designed to do. In Say It Right Every Time, I call this the 5-step script usage process, and I outline it in chapter 2 as the foundation for everything else in the book. It is not a technique for sounding polished. It is a method for training your nervous system before conflict arrives, so that when it does, you've ground to stand on. Why emotional control fails when it matters most. Here is the truth of it: the conversations where you most need composure are the exact conversations most likely to strip it from you. That is not a personal feeling. That is physiology. When you sense a conversational threat, whether a direct challenge, an unfair accusation, or a tense silence that carries weight, your body responds before your thinking mind can catch up. As I cover in more detail when discussing what the amygdala hijack actually does to team communication, the hijack happens in milliseconds. Your heart rate climbs. Your chest tightens. Your options narrow. The prepared, thoughtful response you plan dissolves, and something rather takes its place. The problem is not that people lack self-awareness. Most people in conflict know, somewhere in the back of their minds, that they are escalating. The problem is that awareness alone cannot override a physical response that is already in motion. You need to have done the work before the conversation begins. That is where the script usage process earns its place. What must be in place before you begin? The 5 steps only work if you go into them with honest intent. 2 things must be true before you start. First, you need to accept that a script is not a crutch. Some people resist scripted preparation because they associate it with being robotic or inauthentic. Let me set that straight now. As I write in Say It Right Every Time, Say It Right Every Time, the goal is for the words to sound like you, but a more prepared and confident version of you. A script is a starting point, not a straitjacket. You will customize it. You will make it yours. Second, you need enough time. This process is not something you complete in the 2 minutes before you walk into a difficult meeting. Give yourself at least 24 hours. The nervous system needs repetition across time, not just volume in a single session. If the conversation is urgent, compress the steps, but do not skip any of them. The 5-step script usage process for emotional control. These steps come directly from chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time. They are sequential. Do not reorder them. The order exists because each step prepares the ground for the one that follows. Step 1. Find the right script for the situation. Search by the specific type of conflict or difficult moment you are facing. Not conflict in general. The exact kind of boundary being crossed. A colleague who's acted unfairly. A situation where you received criticism that felt unjust, or a moment where you need to push back without rupturing the relationship. Matching the script to the situation matters, because vague preparation produces vague composure. A script written for disagreeing respectfully will do different work on your nervous system than one written for handling criticism with grace. Precision here pays dividends in steps 3 and 4. If you are unsure where to start, use the feelings that the situation produces as your guide. Not I need a conflict script, but I need something for the moment when I feel my face going hot and I want to walk out. That specificity will lead you to the right script. Step 2. Read every part of the context. Every script in Say It Right Every Time comes with 5 parts when to use it, how to prepare, the exact words, what to do afterward, and how to handle common obstacles. You must read all 5 before you use a single word of the script itself. As I write in chapter 2, skipping this step is the most common reason a script fails. People scan the words and skip the context. Then the script lands wrong, the situation turns, and they conclude that scripts do not work. What did not work was the preparation. For emotional control specifically, the how to prepare and common obstacle sections are the most valuable. They tell you what the other person is likely to do and what you're likely to feel. Reading that in advance reduces the element of surprise. When your nervous system has already processed the worst case scenario carries less charge. This connects directly to the conversation pre-mortem concept from chapter 3. Identify the most difficult moment in the upcoming conversation. Assess how likely it is and decide in advance how you will respond. When that moment arrives, you have already been there. Step 3. Customize the script to your voice. Take the script and make it sound like you. Change words that feel foreign in your mouth. Adjust the tone to fit the specific relationship. If the formal version feels too stiff for a long-standing colleague, shift toward the standard version. If the standard version feels too casual for a formal setting, bring it up. The script is a framework, not a transcript. What you are doing in this step is removing the friction between the prepared words and your natural voice. That friction is what makes people sound robotic under pressure. When the words feel like yours, your body carries them differently. Keep the structural intent of the script intact. If it is designed to acknowledge the other person's position before stating your own, keep that sequence. What you adjust is the language, not the logic. Here is what a customized version of one script might look like. The original. I understand where you're coming from. I have a different take on this. I think state your perspective. Here's why I think that. What are your thoughts on that approach? Your customized version might be, I hear you, and I get why you see it that way. My read on this is different. I think your specific position because your specific reason. Does that make sense to you? The structure holds. The words are now yours. Step 4. Say it out loud at least 3 times. This step is the one most people skip. They read the script, feel satisfied that they understand it, and move on. That is not preparation. That is familiarity with information. Familiarity with information and familiarity with speaking are entirely different things. In chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, I'm direct about this. This is the most important step, and the one most people skip. Say the script out loud at least 3 times before you have the actual conversation. The reason is physiological. When you speak words aloud, your brain processes them through the motor cortex as well as the language centers. You are encoding the response as a physical action, not just a thought. That encoding is what creates the confidence-competence loop. Practice builds the competence builds the confidence, and the confidence reduces the threat signal when the real moment arrives. 3 times is the floor. If the conversation feels especially high stakes, say it 5 or 7 times. Say it standing up, the way you might stand in the actual conversation. Say it at the volume you will actually use. If you will be sitting across a desk, sit down and say it. Make the physical conditions of practice match the physical conditions of performance. This is the step that trains your nervous system. Do not shortchange it. Step 5. Reflect after the conversation. Within a few hours of the conversation, sit with these 3 questions. What worked? What felt unnatural or stiff? What would you do differently? As I write and say it right every time, this simple act of reflection is how you build mastery. It turns a single conversation into a lasting lesson. Without this step, you reset to 0 after every difficult conversation. With it, you compound. Each conversation becomes data that improves your emotional regulation for the next one. For emotional control specifically, Pay particular attention to the moments where you felt the physiological spike, the tightened chest, the quickened breath, the narrowing of options. Note what triggered it and how quickly you recovered. Note whether the prepared script actually slowed the escalation or whether you abandoned it. That information tells you exactly where to focus your next round of practice. This is how you build what I describe in Chapter 3 as unshakable confidence, not the absence of anxiety, but a proven record of having walked into difficult moments and found your footing. You only build that record by deliberately reviewing the evidence after each attempt. How this process works differently in remote conflict conversations. The 5 steps do not change for virtual or remote conflict conversations, but the conditions around them do, and those conditions affect your nervous system in ways worth understanding. In a room with someone, your nervous system reads dozens of physical signals: posture, proximity, eye contact, the pause before they speak. Remote conversations strip most of those signals away, which could actually increase anxiety rather than reduce it. You fill the gaps with assumption, and assumption under pressure tends toward the negative. For more on how the amygdala hijack shows up in team settings, and the signs it is already damaging your team's communication, that context is worth reviewing before a difficult remote exchange. During your practice in step 4, rehearse in the environment where the conversation will actually happen. Sit where you will sit. Use the same device. If you will be on camera, practice on camera. If the conversation will be by phone, practice standing or walking, which is how many people take calls. The physical match between practice and performance matters just as much in a remote setting. Add one specific check to step 2 when preparing for a remote conflict conversation. Note what the other person cannot read from you through a screen. Your calming breath, the deliberate pause before you respond, the slight forward lean that signals engagement. These require more conscious attention in a virtual setting because the other person cannot naturally read your composure the way they would in person. Plan how you will signal it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with script preparation. 3 mistakes appear most often. I have made all 3 myself. The mistake: treating the script as the destination rather than the starting point. Why it happens: people confuse having a script with being prepared. What to do instead? The script is step 1. The work is in steps 3 and 4. Without customization and oral practice, the script is just text on a page. It has not reached your body. The mistake: practicing only the opening line and ignoring what comes after. Why it happens: the opening feels like the hard part, so people overprepare it and assume the rest will follow. What to do instead? Read the obstacles section in step 2 and prepare for at least 2 likely responses from the other person. When feedback conversations trigger a defensive reaction, the moment of emotional risk is usually not the opening. It is the first pushback. Prepare for that moment specifically. The mistake: skipping the reflection step when the conversation went badly. Why it happens: after a difficult conversation that did not go well, people want to move on. The reflection feels like reopening a wound. What to do instead? A conversation that went badly contains the most useful data. Where did the composure break? What triggered the spike? What would you say differently? That information is exactly what your next preparation session needs. The emotional intelligence work done after a hard conversation is at least as important as the preparation that came before it. Your pre-conversation emotional control checklist. Use this before any conflict conversation where you want to stay regulated. Work through it in order. Number 1. Identify the exact situation. Name the specific type of conflict boundary: criticism, disagreement, pushback. This determines which script you need. Number 2. Find and read the full script context. Read all 5 parts: when to use it, how to prepare, the exact words, what to do after, common obstacles. Do not skip the obstacles section. Number 3. Customize the words. Adjust phrasing so it sounds like you. Keep the structural logic of the script intact. Change the language, not the intent. Number 4. Practice aloud, 3 times minimum. Stand or sit in the position you will actually use. Speak at the volume you will actually use. For high-stakes conversations, go to 7 repetitions. Number 5. Identify the moment most likely to spike your nervous system. What is the worst-case response from the other person? Write one sentence for how you will respond to it. Practice that sentence aloud as well. Number 6. Set your physical state before the conversation begins. Take 2 slow breaths. Settle your posture. These are not superstitions. They are the start of the Strong Method pre-conversation ritual. And they work because they give your nervous system a familiar signal that you have prepared. Number 7. After the conversation, reflect for 5 minutes. What worked? What triggered you? What would you change? Write it down. That note becomes the input for your next round of preparation. Building the kind of composure that holds under real pressure. There is no shortcut here. I have spent decades learning that. The people I have watched handle conflict with genuine grace are not calmer by nature. They are more prepared by habit. They have used a process, over and over, until it became second nature. Their nervous systems have been trained, not tamed. The script usage process is not a fix you apply once. As I write and say it right every time, this book works if you work it. Read it. Practice it. Use it. The scripts are tools, but you are the craftsman. That is the truth of emotional control under pressure. The tool matters, but the craftsman who picks it up and uses it, again and again, until the hands know what to do without being told, that is where the real composure lies. You can build it. Start with the next difficult conversation on your calendar, run the 5 steps, and discover what thorough preparation actually feels like in the room. The script usage process is the place to begin. Frequently asked questions. What is the script usage process for emotional control? The script usage process is a 5-step method from Say It Right Every Time for preparing and practicing conversation scripts before high-pressure moments. By finding the right script, reading its context, customizing it, saying it aloud, and reflecting afterward, you train your nervous system to stay regulated under conflict pressure. How does scripted preparation help with emotional control in conflict? When you rehearse exact words before a conflict conversation, your brain encodes the response as familiar. Familiarity reduces the threat signal your nervous system generates. This lowers the risk of an amygdalar hijack and gives you access to clear thinking precisely when the pressure is highest. How many times should I practice a script out loud before a difficult conversation? At minimum, say the script out loud 3 times before the actual conversation. This is not about memorizing lines word for word. It is about making the words feel natural in your mouth so your body does not treat them as unfamiliar when the moment arrives. What should I do if the script does not match my natural voice? Customize it before you practice. The goal is for the words to sound like you, a more prepared and confident version of you. Change the phrasing to match how you actually speak. Then practice the customized version aloud until it feels like your own words, not a borrowed script. What is the reflection step in the script usage process, and why does it matter? After the conversation, you spend 5 minutes reviewing what worked, what felt unnatural, and what you would change. This reflection step is how single conversations become lasting lessons. Without it, you repeat the same emotional reactions. With it, you build the composure that carries into the next difficult moment. Can the script usage process work for remote or virtual conflict conversations? Yes, with one important adjustment. In virtual conversations, your physical environment and screen presence replace in-room body language. Complete all 5 steps and add a specific check for your setup camera height, background, and lighting. A calm physical environment reinforces calm nervous system regulation during the call. How does the DEAL method connect to script preparation for conflict? The DEAL method for resolving conflict gives you a structural map for the conversation itself. The script usage process prepares your nervous system to execute the map under pressure. Used together, they address both the shape of the conversation and your ability to stay regulated inside it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.